Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to offer words of inspiration, words of peace, words of comfort, and words of something to touch your heart and your mind, and how to be able to shift whatever's going on with you for today. Today, my guest is Jane Makovicka. Her book is With Every End, There Is a New Beginning. It is every single page filled with poems that will help you if you just sit down, open the book to any page, and see what shows up for the day. And then maybe that will be something that will help you just to reshift, refocus, and reframe the moment that you're in. Jane, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Jenna, for inviting me to join you today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Jane, I think your book is an absolute wonder because I think sometimes people are so afraid to speak from their heart, from their hurts, from their pain, and from their minds, that they don't even put down the words, yet in your book, you shared all kinds of emotions on every page, yes?
Yes. I expressed my true feelings, I guess, on paper.
Right.
And created poetry not speaking of my initial struggles in life, which I've had numerous ones, but I empathize in my own writing for my own self at the time, for encouraging myself to never give up, to keep on going, to keep on following my dreams. And that's what I try to share in this book, faith, hope, and, you know, love.
Right. I think that sometimes we feel that events in life kind of take us to our knees. And what do you do on your knees but pray? What do you do on your knees but see something from a different perspective? What else do you do on your knees? You stop and you be able to focus and see what's going on. I think each one of your poems has a time where you have stopped, you have looked around and reflected and shared each moment, yes?
Yes, in my writing and that being a writer it, for myself, at the beginning, I wrote to just let go of the struggles, you know, that I was going through. And it was a lifesaver to me.
Absolutely.
At different times in my life, it's very healing, and it was a way of letting go of my feelings when I didn't want to talk about them. I didn't know who to share them with, you know, because they were so personal and painful. I try to emphasize in my poetry the beauty of life and not the pain.
Right. I think sometimes when we want to share with others, we truly want to just open and express, yet others think that they have to take it on and fix it. And that's where the miscommunication sometimes happens, where people say, oh, they're always saying about this or that or the other. That maybe they aren't being heard, or maybe they don't have anyone to listen. Don't you think sometimes when that occurs, going to pen and paper is another option?
Oh, definitely. I didn't realize at the time how much relief I was going to be receiving from writing, because it's such a therapeutic tool for me these days that even though I may express myself on paper, there's so many things I need to tell others in the professional field, whether it be psychiatry or counseling, mm-hmm. pastor, you know, anything, mm-hmm. things like that, that I need just to let go even more so, and to get deeper for someone else to kind of come in and pull more out of me as far as healing myself. Right.
I opened up your book. Again, your book is called With Every End, There Is a New Beginning. And what the page I opened to is Another Storm. And we look at the year 2020. It truly is an up-down cycle of events. And perhaps maybe the peaks and the depths are a little bit more than we may have bargained for, and they may be taking us out. I think the words, Another Storm, as it begins, your poem is, another storm is on its way when it rolls in and out with the tide. Those clouds in my head can cause a storm too, for I know those feelings and signs to watch for, causing my thoughts to go around and around where there is no storm too wide, for God is in control in his way. And it goes on. But I think right in the beginning, it's truly about saying, yes, there are storms, and yes, I'm here. What does it feel like? And then also, too, you're sharing about hope, you're sharing about faith, and also about belief, because for God is in control in his way, it's not always in our way, yes?
Correct. You know, so many times we want to lead, you know, our lives just the way we want them to go. But I have to allow, or I've learned that I have to allow my Lord, God, my Savior, to lead the way. I need to find that quiet time for myself to listen to what I have inside and to perhaps let go of so much before I can hear some answers.
Right. Your next poem, and we just spoke about this before the show, is about open those windows. I know I've posted so many pictures. I probably have about 200,000 photos of the clouds. And you share about the open those windows. See the Lord peeking through the clouds as he looks through the windows of heaven. And I think right there, we say, are we so busy looking or focusing only on that which we expect, or can we look to the clouds and see how things are ever changing? You know, don't you think, Jane, sometimes we get stuck and we say, is this going to last forever? I always say, look to the clouds. They are ever changing, right?
Yes. You know, to me, that the heavens, you know, whether it be to see a half a moon, full moon in the stars at night, or sunset, you know, there's so much beauty in life that I think these days people are looking down at their computers, their phones, whatever, and they're not aware of the beauty in nature. Where I am a nature lover, and to me, nature is very healing. It's a very beneficial atmosphere.
Right. It's like another cosmos altogether. You know, I live in New Orleans, and I'll tell you, the past probably week or so, we normally have lizards around all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But it seems like I go out the door and they are literally everywhere. I mean, I have to, when I walk, I take a step and wait, take another step and wait, because they have to move out of the way. They are really everywhere. And I'm saying, perhaps they are feeling the changes upon us on this earth, and they are coming out to see. And wouldn't that be exciting to know that, you know, our world is changing. We are coming to a place where more people will start learning about love and caring, compassion, and humanity. And wouldn't that be the place that we've all been seeking? Because as you and I both know, past several decades and eons have been pretty heavy, don't you think?
Oh, yes. You know, and that's with my book. I hope I can reach an audience that feels like this is what I need. I needed this positive energy. I needed some encouragement to not give up, to feel good about where I am today. And instead of feeling like, oh man, you know, there's so much going on in this world, which there is, but so many times that's what people focus on, and they don't feel that beauty and that love and that patience, consideration, to where for myself, I was raised on love and respect. And there's so much violence and fear in this world today that people want to isolate. People want to stick to themselves. And it's not beneficial, as far as I'm concerned, to connect with people.
Right. I think if we can go out and look all around us, we could say we are never alone. Right now, a lot of people are feeling alone. They are feeling secularized. They are feeling they are being pushed to one side, or they are feeling that the world just does not fit them anymore. Don't you think that a lot of your poems in your book truly is about writing about your own creation, where you are, and not worrying about having to be the same as everyone else?
Right. I think, you know, all of us have are unique, genuine, and we all have those gifts that are hidden that everyone is blessed with, but so many people do not take the time to find those talents or to keep on practicing some of the things they enjoy doing, because those are the things that perhaps will make their life complete. And that's like with my writing, just expressing myself in my own words, in my own way. I don't have to be like anybody else. I am just me, myself, you know, in my own personality, rather than saying, oh, I have to, you know, do it this way. I have to do it that way. I have an open mind. I'm free-willed, I guess, but strong-willed. And that willingness is what has carried me through all my troubles, my struggles in life. Like I said before, my writing has been very healing to me, and best medicine that I have found for myself.
Jane, how do you think that you could share your experience of starting to write with others? Because so many times people say, I don't even know what pen to paper means.
Oh, see, like for myself, anyway, I was going through a divorce, my first divorce, and I had two children, two sons, and I did not get primary custody of them. And it was one night, I contemplated suicide for the first and the last time. And I could not follow through with it. So I sat on the edge of my bed, and I just cried out to the Lord. And all of a sudden, I got this message in my head, going through my mind, saying, Jane, just write. Just write. So I got up and picked up pen and paper and started to write. I'm sure it was full of hate, resentment, all the negative pain that I wanted to run from, escape from reality. But yet, putting it on paper, man, you know, was just a God-given thing. God sent that message to me to save my life, to remove a lot of my struggles in life, which has been a true lifesaver through my lifetime, and my struggles, which, as I said, you know, I've been through many.
Well, Jane, I think that you were given that gift so you would be able to be here to be able to help others. And your book definitely is something to help others, because you write about with every end there is a new beginning. As you face the potential end, you said, you know, I'm going to create a new beginning. And isn't that sometimes many heed the call, but sometimes some don't. But those both have their path to God in a way, because those that are not able to, they might come back around again and help in another way. But those that are able to help now remain and walk through the path now. And that's what you did, is you remained now to walk through the path. So I really honor you to be able to listen and hear. And I think that's what's important, is to see that you are giving a gift by sharing your words.
Yes, and sharing my words is a part of helping others. And as I wrote from the beginning, when I started writing, I continued to write to where I was seeing this vision. And the message from that vision was that I was going to write a book of poetry entitled "With Every End There Was a New Beginning." So I had that. I've had that dream, and I've kept it alive since that day. Oh. And it was 35 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
and isn't that wonderful to see it come to fruition? In other words, we don't always have to think that our world should evolve and change instantly. It's almost as if it's a life experience process, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think these days people want that quick fix in life.
Right.
To cover up their feelings. And this day and age, with society struggling with addictions, alcohol, gambling, pornography, all forms of struggles, whether it be the kids in school being bullied, the financial situations, the stress, we all have stresses. And I think as our children are going to school, there are stresses that I never experienced in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Right.
And it's a whole new world out there compared to 40 years ago, 50, 60 years ago. Things are so much harsher, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a sad thing, like I say, but it's reality. And so many people struggle with facing reality. And I will tell you a story. 4.5 years ago, I lost my youngest son due to his addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been an addict as well. Like I said, I've been through many struggles, and I know how easy it is to get tied up into those cover-up feelings, because you just want to escape reality.
Right.
And there's so much pain out there that people are afraid to share. And after my son's death, in that instant I got the news, my world had turned inside out, upside down, and just, I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do. And all I could do is lean on the Lord, you know, keep my faith, believe in myself, believe in others, and always believe in God, because that was the only way for me to survive.
Yeah. You know, I think also too, Jane, is that, you know, my own son tried many times to take his life also, and he was into a lot of addictions also. And one day he just decided, you know what, this is enough. And now he hasn't gone back to that. And he's doing well. But I think the idea is that I too, as you, have always wanted to try to help our children, to be able to save them, to be able to guide them or do the best for them. Yet everyone has their own path. And I think that God didn't say, I want you to be a mother, and when your child has struggles, you also struggle and you also go down. But, you know, it's because about being able to learn that our own path is our own path. And if our children have something going on, we also grow and learn at the same time in different ways, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think the older you get, the more you look back, at least for myself, I see so much more that I did not see years ago growing up that has been a part of my life, but I overseen certain things, aspects of it, what I was supposed to take from it and learn from it. And for myself, I have to, like I say, embrace the misery, my own misery, and then I can clean house.
Right.
I have to allow myself to feel today. I cannot push it in a corner and say, stay there, or let it go on. So I've had to learn how to let go. And let going is essential for me. I cannot carry my worries, my weight, my pains, my anxieties that can haunt a person, that can, I want to say, isolate a person for the rest of their life, and that is not living. And that's what I want people to realize, that life goes on, and we can be a success after failure. And only going to learn more in life, and challenges are always going to be out there, and, and it's a part of life, it's a part of growing, which is what I must keep doing, keep learning.
Right. You know, when you say the word failure, a lot of people think that that's the end, and I say, no, that's the end of the chapter, and then the next chapter starts a new moment in time. And then when you get to the end of that chapter, you'll have another failure, another glitch, another hole in the wall, maybe another thing that you'll hit, or something else will happen. And you will say, oh dear, now it's another one. Well, okay, cool. That's the end of that chapter. Put a dot at the end of the sentence, say the end of that chapter, and on your next page, write the new beginning. Isn't that truly what you're talking about in your book?
Yes, because, you know, everything has a new beginning. And we start everything. We might have a thing, a thought in our mind to do, but it takes action to make things happen. We can sit back and dream about things all day long and get nothing accomplished, but we have to start somewhere. And starting is the beginning. And yes, everything does come an end to an end, and nothing is going to be good forever.
Yeah. I think that if we become too afraid to be able to face the moment in time, it will seem like it's like, I always say, I've got everything behind me. I'm good to go, and it's stuck to my behind. That's why my behind is so big, you know? And I think because I had to laugh about something, do you know what I mean? I had to know that somewhere, somehow, I was making change. It wasn't releasing it yet, but it was definitely seeing it, knowing it, and I got it if I need it. But then one day, it was like, you know what? I don't think I need to carry that big purse anymore. I don't need to be able to carry around all of those heavy emotions that I've been holding on to. And I don't need to be the keeper of secrets. Don't you think once you open the box of secrets and you say, whoa, I'm going to give you some light and please take flight? Isn't that such joy?
Definitely. You know, because for myself, there's so many things that I've kept silent about myself.
Yeah.
Since my son's passing, it's like I know I cannot be silent anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And because for myself, that is part of healing, to release it, to help others from your experience, strength, and hope, and give them that incentive, that encouragement to keep on believing in yourself. Keep on doing what you're doing. If it doesn't work, try something else. And
right.
As I say, I never stand alone. I'm never alone.
That's right. Let's share one of your poems, Jane, In Darkness. It says, with no light, there are no shadows, no rainbow havens, nor falling stars. As well as a life, who could see anything? Through the crystal of my eye, I felt I was so blind. Living in darkness, where I lived for far too long. Do you think of that as sometimes we believe that our life was meant to be this way? But then once we start to see that there's a crack in that story, or that there might be an option out there, that's when we say, ah, there is no darkness. I'm shining light on everything.
Yeah, and that all, to me, starts with that shiver of light, of hope,
yes.
of
yes.
life. You know, that mm-hmm. there is that bright
mm-hmm.
part of everyone's life, but yet
yeah.
we can get buried in our own darkness, whether it be in it being an addict, whether it be a struggle, whether it be a loss, whether it be anything that a person faces, financial struggles, prison time, or, you know, so many people struggle.
Right.
And there's always that glimmer of hope. And like I say, never give up in yourself, others, your higher power, especially before the miracle happens.
Right.
And for me, it's not just one miracle that's happened in my life. I've seen a number of them.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we get to the point when we believe that faith and hope are going to take over, and God is going to make everything perfect, and we sit back and we say, I'm waiting, where are you going, what are you doing, I can't see you, when in essence, it might just be a moment of faith. It might be seeing a flower grow up on your patio and you recognize it. Or a moment of a miracle might be that all of a sudden that light turned green instead of red to let me go through. You know, I think we judge and we put validation on how miracles, faith, and hope are supposed to be, instead of allowing them to show up in their own glory, don't you think?
Yes. And, you know, so many times, even for myself, it's like, where are you, Lord? You know?
Right.
And sometimes I think, to me, that is only God testing me to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And to not worry, I'm here. You know, it's like he's always with us. So many times we do not recognize it because there's so much negative energy around us, so many negative things going on around us, that those doors of sunlight, of hope, are kind of hidden until
right.
you get out and you spread your wings and say, oh, God, I can breathe again.
Yeah.
And just connecting with nature, connecting with yourself, and just take those deep breaths and say, ah, I've gotten through this. How did I get through this? Sometimes I ask myself, it's like, I don't know.
Right. Well, I think also too, you know, sometimes we get stuck into the moment and we think we are supposed to have our life unfolding in a certain way. And when it doesn't, we feel as if self-worth, self-value, we haven't done it right, we made mistakes, we went the wrong way. When in essence, how can we even judge what God shows us along the way? What if it does turn out totally different? And can we just be okay with that?
Yeah, I think so many people are not even okay with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That they're not content with their past. They're not content with what they're doing when if they only take time to accept who they're at, that
right.
they can change, that life will change, but nothing's going to happen unless they put their foot into trying to change, making those changes for yourself or others. And but without change, without those are things that without me move forward to challenge myself to try doing things differently because, well, this didn't work or that didn't work, so I've got to apply myself in another way, be creative in what works for you. I can't just say, okay, I read this book, and I said, do this and this and this, and this will happen. Well, it may for a few people, but not for me. And mm-hmm. we have to find our own ways to be comfortable with ourselves, to heal within. And that's what my book, I think, talks about, that healing is a part of life.
Absolutely.
To move forward and to be successful. But with all the excess baggage, we're going to drag ourselves through life.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Jane, now that I'm older, I've noticed I used to carry around a big purse with a lot of stuff in it. And now I've gotten to the point where I have the tiniest little purse. It fits my cell phone and maybe a card, and that's it. And I think about, and I just reflect on it, and I say, thank you for I lightened up my load. You know, it's I just don't need all that stuff anymore. And once you say that, you don't always get a lot of extraneous worries or challenges on top of each other. You seem to be able to go in and out of things that might occur much easier, don't you think?
Yeah, like you were speaking of a big purse.
Yeah.
So many there were times in my life, I carried big purses, but
me too.
Adding more and more to it.
Yeah.
And more would be, the heavy stuff would be going to the bottom. I have to dig, and that's basically the way life is. If we don't recognize, okay, we're stressed, something, and more keeps coming. I have to stop and say, okay, I'm uncomfortable. What's going on? Why do I feel uncomfortable? Because if I've learned through life, I cannot stuff. I cannot carry the baggage. And it's taken me years to, I want to say, find myself, because I didn't know who I was.
Well, Jane, I think in closing, surely what we also say is that our faith is so vitally important, but also, too, is our place on the earth. In other words, if we get up each day and we can breathe, thank God for the moment, but then also turn around and say, you know what? It's going to be okay. Whatever you give me today, I'll take it, and maybe I'll run with it. But maybe I'll fall with it. But that's still okay, right?
Oh, yes. And like for myself, I know there was a time where I didn't know what to believe.
Right.
I didn't know where I was going to end up that day, where I was going to get my needs provided for me. And then to turn my life around and give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ was a beginning, a whole new beginning for me. And that is when my healing began. And yes, today I appreciate the smallest things in life.
Yes.
A breath of fresh air, you know, the sunlight come, having my medication, having the things I need, and so many people think they can buy happiness. Well, I'll buy my kids this, I'll do that. Well, I don't need a whole lot to be happy. I think to learn to be in solitude and not isolation. Those are two big different aspects of life. There was a time where, I isolated because I was in fear. I didn't know. I was lost. I was a lost child of God. I was just lost in within myself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what to do, where to go. But yet I had to start opening new doors, find where I belong in life, because so many times I have run into open doors and this place is not for me. You know,
right.
I can't just stop there and go sit on my couch and say, okay, I can't do this. I have to keep on opening those doors to find out where I do belong, because I think there's so many people out there that get discouraged easily. I know I used to, but learning to be patient and allowing the Lord to lead your way in life is so gratifying. And and just like in the morning, so many times I'll just lay in bed and I'll just take those deep breaths and say, thank you, Lord, for this day.
Yes.
And, it's just the basics that
absolutely
so many people don't recognize because they're buying them all the extras and trying to make them feel better because this happened or that. And finding that peace within yourself and finding that solitude space, that peace is... There's no greater place than that. And the only way to find that for myself was to be willing to make changes, willing to just move forward and not backward and get rid of the heavy weight, which I could never have done alone. I needed the professionals out there. I needed friends. I needed family. I needed people and my pen and paper.
Absolutely. Well, Jane, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today to share your story of beginning again. I think we begin again every single day we wake up instead of saying beginning and end of just a lifetime. And that's what you truly shared in your book. Yes?
Yes, thank you.
Can you share with us how to find out more information about your work? That would be wonderful.
I do have a website, and it's www.MissJaneMakavica, and you can also purchase my book through Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Well, very good, Jane. Also, your website will be on the bottom of today's show page. They can just click on that and go directly there to find out more information, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Well, Jane, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today, and I truly honor your place in the world, and I thank you so much for choosing each day, because it really honors us all, and you really do have a gift to share.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.